It's our favorite part of the entire show right now. Jason's already enjoying it. Chef Alan Miller is here for breakfast on the beach. Good morning, Chef. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so well. And I really hope you enjoy coming here.
Because I do.
We love you so much.
Thank you.
We really do. Chef Alan Miller makes us food once a month. And usually we keep it seasonal so that we can give you some tips at home about maybe what you could make around this time of the year. And we make sure you know that he's a private chef for hire and probably for the same price that you could go to a fancy dinner out about town or maybe even less expensive. You can hire this man. He'll come to your house. He'll make you world-class food. And I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to do that. So we'll talk more about that. Great. Hi.
Thank you.
So why don't we, let's dive in here. Jason's already eating it. This is a Thanksgiving inspired meal.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I just picked a few of my favorite dishes that I make periodically for Thanksgiving. The first is it's a traditional green bean casserole, but I put my own twist on it and took it to the next level. All fresh ingredients, no canned soup here. Made my own bechamel sauce and added some mushrooms. I used chanterelles and cremini, and I cooked those down and added that. And then, of course, the fresh haricot vert, which are the French green beans. And then instead of the canned fried onions, I just deep fried some fresh leeks. And that gives it a little more caramelized flavor. And and there you go.
It's so good, man.
Oh, thank you.
So bechamel sauce, it's one of like the traditional French sauces, right? The one
it is.
That yes. You have to know how to make a lot of different things.
Basically, it's just like a roux thickened milk.
Right.
So it's flour and butter.
Creamy, right?
Exactly.
I've had bechamel and I believe croquettes, right?
Yes.
Is that inside croquettes? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very, very good, man. Yeah, because typically you'd have a can of mushroom soup, right?
Right.
You pour it in with some green beans and
flavorless.
Put it in the oven.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the same. Not the same.
Not the same at all.
If I may interject, gentlemen.
Please, Jason, you've been chewing, so I've not acknowledged your presence.
God, it's really good. And it's not the same. The mushroom soup, the casserole, the green bean casserole with the mushroom soup, it's good. Put the crispy onions on the top, whatever. But it's not the same. This is another level. And that can be a little claggy and it can be a little sort of got a plasticky sort of taste to it. It's canned soup. I mean, how good can it be, really?
Exactly.
At the end of the day. And this is a special day. It's Thanksgiving Day. It's not like, you know, we're just going to do... I think it's... this is amazing. Oh, God, it's amazing.
He caramelized the onions.
I'm stuck for words.
No, I mean, it's really great.
Thank you.
It's really great and it's creamy and just... And it's... It's the real, real deal.
If we complimented a band who played live as much as we compliment Chef Miller, our whole show would be different.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No one would believe us.
No, it's true. But this is really, it's from the heart.
Oh, thank you. And of course, I added some sherry to the mushrooms and cooked that down a little
bit.
Oh, you
did. Right. Okay.
So it gives that little flavor and that zing.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay. Let's move on. What's this pile over here?
The next one is a stuffing that I found and a newspaper clipping in Boston, and I kind of played around with it over the years, but basically just like a challah bread cubed stuffing with, you know, the other tradition with the celery and the onion cooked in butter. I took it to another level, added chopped chicken livers.
Yeah.
Some rosemary, watercress, and finished off a little heavy cream.
Do you know, I knew it tasted homely.
Yeah, there's like a pate feel.
There's chicken liver in it and challah.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
he plays well to his audience. He knows who he's feeding.
Right. It's very good. It's
Jason
really,
and I both love a good chicken liver.
Oh, good. Totally.
You know, we do. I know you're probably worried.
I was a little worried. I'm like, oh, should I do this?
No, we love liver.
We both do.
The liver of virtually any animal I'm very happy to eat, frankly. I think, I don't really... like pork liver very much. It's a bit tough. Mm-hmm. But even calves liver, lightly fried, beautiful. It's very good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
First time I had chicken
liver. I like to pull
liver.
It out with my hand out of the cow.
Oh, right.
I like to shove my hand in the side of the cow, pull it out, just rah, the blood running down my face. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. But no, it's delicious. You can barely, it's just good that for the liver is just for the flavor of it, right?
Right.
It just gives it a gamey sort of,
it does.
That taste,
just
that's
a
all.
Little. It gives it a richness.
Because you wouldn't
very
know.
Luxurious.
You don't feel like you're eating pate.
Right.
Feel like you're eating stuffing.
Now, you obviously didn't make this stuffing in a turkey.
No, I did not.
Right.
No,
that is an option.
A lot people are doing that a lot less these days.
Yeah.
And the reason being, the bacteria level that can, if you don't, you got to cook your turkey longer when if it's stuffed. And if it's not stuffed, most people just put aromatics in the cavity where it could be onions or cut up lemons or herbs. And then the steam just kind of passes through the meat. And, you know, with the stuffing, your turkey is cooking a lot longer and your meat's going to get dried out.
Right, so, there's two different sets of chemical reactions going on.
So if you want to have that flavor, the turkey, you can take some of the juice and drippings from the turkey with a baster and just baste it over the top of the stuffing in another dish.
Right.
So you have that flavor. But I recommend doing the stuffing separately, and I like that crispness on the top.
Right.
I usually go for that first.
I'm always impressed at the ability you have to spin something very traditional into kind of a modern twist, which seems kind of like your thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You take really homey classic foods like a green bean casserole or a stuffing. These are unlike any I've ever tasted.
Oh, thank
far,
you.
Far better. Should we do the dessert?
Yes.
All right. I just want to ask one question.
Yes.
Have you ever done that thing where you stuff one bird with another bird?
Oh, the turducken? The
tofurkin, yeah.
Oh, turducken. That's what that
is. Yeah, turducken. I have not done that. I was watching one of the shows on Food Network, and I think it was the turkey, the duck, and a chicken, and then it had a stuffing in that, and then it was rolled back up, tied to look like a turkey. And
really?
I guess they cooked it slowly for like 12 hours. Does that sound right?
Mm.
I mean, that's a long time to cook a bird.
Okay, as long as to cook a bird, yeah.
Yeah, if you've got the time and the energy to do or deep fry an entire turkey, I'm like, yeah,
I just don't know.
It
feels inhumane to me to put a bird inside a bird. I don't want to. I just feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. And if I mean,
I knew a guy used to do it in England. It was a surgeon, actually. This guy was an actual surgeon.
So he had a scalpel.
So he knew what to do.
Right.
But he would get
really
a goose.
Gross. Yeah.
Get a goose. That's a big bird. And he would shove a turkey in the goose and shove a.
Well, I have deboned an entire turkey once. I think that was my freshman year in college or cooking school. And came home and I just deboned the entire bird. Yeah. That's what I was doing. I was deboning chickens in my meat cutting class. And I think I did like 30 birds in one class, just like, and I was really good at it. And I haven't done it in a while.
That's interesting. I've never thought like meat class, meat cutting 101 part of cooking school.
And you're in this refrigerated room and it's like, you know, 36 degrees and you got to wear, you know, long underwear on top of your uniform or under your uniform. And of course, you're going to the class in January. You're like, oh, it's still cold.
Where did you go to cooking school?
Johnson & Wales in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. I didn't know you were trained.
Yes.
I just thought you figured all this stuff out on your own. All right, let's do the dessert, Chef.
Yes, the dessert is it's an apple cheese torte. And it's basically just like a cream cheese, sweetened cream cheese layer, thinly sliced Granny Smith apples, with a little lemon juice and sugar. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just layered those on top and then glazed it with passion fruit jelly.
Wow. This one, I'm speechless.
You make it sound simple.
It is simple.
am I right, Tyler?
Absolutely.
The crust.
There's no way this is simple.
The crust of this thing is clearly made by a professional.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, buy a crust like this. Oh, my
Betty
God.
Betty Crocker.
Actually, this is a dessert I used to make a lot, and I haven't made it in like over almost 20 years.
Really?
But yeah, and I just.
You haven't made it in 20 years.
I just haven't made it in 20 years.
You just felt inspired.
I never came across the recipe and like, oh, okay, this is something different.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to stop chewing into the microphone in just 5 seconds.
I'm not. I'm keeping going.
Chef, we're such big fans of yours. And we thank you very much for doing this. Breakfast on the Beach. ChefAlanMiller.com. Please go to ChefAlanMiller.com. That's where you can find his contact info. You can book him for a private event. He can make this stuff for Thanksgiving in your house, right?
Actually, I'm going to be out of town for Thanksgiving, but yes.
Normally.
Generally.
Normally, I am, yes.
If you live wherever Chef Alan Miller is going, he'll go to your house and cook it. Around Christmas time also, I'm sure you'd love to take private homes. We're such big fans of yours, and I love your food, and I hope people do use you. Again, ChefAlanMiller.com.
Ridiculous. What kind of apples are these?
Granny Smith.
Oh, simple as that, you see.
It is easy.
Yeah.
Chef, thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll see you hopefully in December for a Christmas meal.
Definitely, I'll
be
here.
See you then.
Never leave us. Never leave us.